Okay, imagine this. You're using a really advanced AI, maybe like ChatGPT-5, for something important. You know, confidential company stuff, personal details. You're thinking, great, this is top tier, super secure. But then, what if just a couple of simple words, something totally harmless sounding like urgent reply or maybe enable legacy mode? What if that could trick the AI? Make it switch your request to a much less secure, maybe even an older version of itself. You'd basically be handing your sensitive info through a back door you didn't even know was there. How can that even happen? How can a few words fool such complex tech? Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we are definitely plunging into something fascinating, maybe a little alarming, a newly found vulnerability in the AI world. Our mission here is to really unpack this specific flaw. It's called promise grout. We want to explore how it works. It's pretty clever. Actually, look at the surprising economic reasons behind it, understand the implications, which are quite broad, and talk about what this means for AI security going forward.
And it's more than just a technical bug, you know. What's really interesting is how this whole thing sits right at the intersection of, well, AI design, the real-world economic pressures these companies face, and classic cybersecurity ideas. So we're not just looking at what Promise Grout is, but digging into why it exists and why knowing that backstory is actually really important for anyone using these AI systems today.
Okay, let's unpack this for you. So the core idea here is what researchers are calling an AI downgrade attack. And the vulnerability enabling it has this this really long name, Promise Grout, which stands for Get Ready Prompt-Based Router Open Mode Manipulation Induced via SSRF-like queries, reconfiguring operations using trust evasion. Quite a mouthful.
It really is.
But let's break it down. Prompt-based, that's basically your chat message, what you type in. Router open mode manipulation. Okay? That means forcing the AI's internal traffic director, its router, into a less secure mode, like opening a normally locked door. And SSRF-like queries. That's key. It means it's kind of mimicking an older hacking trick where you fool a server into making requests it shouldn't. So you're tricking it into reconfiguring itself by dodging its usual trust checks, making it downgraded itself, basically.
Precisely. And this specific flaw, it was found by researchers at Adversa AI. They spotted it in ChatGPT-5. But, and this is crucial, while they found it there, the implications go way beyond just one model or one company. It really finds a light on potential weaknesses in how lots of modern AI systems are built, specifically how they manage computing power and route user requests. It's a potential issue for any system using this kind of multi-model setup.
Right, so the attackers aren't like smashing down the front door. They're persuading the system itself to open a less secure side entrance. It's kind of like a super secure bank vault, but if you whisper a specific phrase, it sends your valuable transaction through the regular ATM network instead of the main fortified system. And that's where it starts getting really interesting, the why.
Exactly. Because if you step back, the fundamental reason this vulnerability even exists, it comes down to economics.
Right.
Cost optimization. Running these big, powerful AI models, the flagship ones, it's incredibly expensive. Compute costs are just enormous.
Yeah.
So AI companies dealing with millions of users, they have huge operational bills. And to manage that, they can't use their most powerful, most expensive model for every single query someone sends. Instead, they often run what you could call a model zoo. Think of it like a collection of different AI models. Some are big and powerful, some are smaller, faster, cheaper to run, different capabilities, different costs. And there's a smart routing system in the background. It looks at your incoming prompt and decides, okay, which model is the best fit for this? And importantly, which is the most cost effective? Simple claim goes to a cheaper model. Really complex analysis. Okay, that gets sent to the big guns, the expensive one. And the savings here are, well, they're potentially massive. Researchers estimate OpenAI's routing system, just by sending queries to cheaper models when possible, could save something like $1.86 billion a year.
Wow, billion.
Billion. With a B, it's a huge number. So this strong economic drive to be efficient, which is necessary to make these tools widely available, that's what unintentionally created this security loophole.
That's really fascinating because, you know, as a user, you just sort of assume. You think you're always interacting with the latest and greatest, the most secure version. But what you're saying is often because of these, frankly, very logical cost-saving steps, that's just not the reality. Your query might be handled by a leaner, maybe less protected model, and you'd likely never know. So let's get into the nitty-gritty. How does this ChatGPT-5 downgrade attack actually work in practice? It targets that routing logic you mentioned, right? The decision maker.
Yeah.
The basic idea is simple queries go to cheap models. Complex ones go to the powerful, secure models.
Correct. That's the intended design.
But the clever part, or maybe the worrying part, is these trigger phrases.
Mm.
And we're not talking complex hacking code here. It's disturbingly simple words, stuff you might actually type. You gave examples like urgent reply, enable legacy mode, or maybe immediate action required.
Exactly those kinds of phrases.
So how do these simple words actually fool the router? What happens inside when it sees urgent reply? Why does that make it choose a less secure path for potentially malicious content?
That's a great question. It gets to the heart of it. You see, the router logic and its drive for speed and efficiency. It's often designed to look for keywords indicating urgency or the type of request before it does a full, deep security check. It wants to be fast and helpful. So, urgent reply might make it think, okay, speed is key here, and it might prioritize sending it to a model that responds faster, maybe skipping the most secure model, which might take a fraction of a second longer. This prioritization, meant for good performance, accidentally creates a window where security checks might get weakened or bypassed if the prompt gets shunted to a less capable, maybe older model.
That sounds like a significant blind spot. Can you give us a more concrete example? Okay, let's say I ask the AI for help coding an app. Normally, that might go to a secure, advanced model, right?
Under normal circumstances, yes. Seems like a task for a capable model.
But if I stick respond quickly at the beginning of my request, the system might get tricked into sending that same request to an, I don't know, an older, less secure model, one that just doesn't have the latest security updates or safeguards built in. That's a pretty serious drop in protection happening silently.
And if we zoom out again, this type of architectural weakness, it actually looks a lot like vulnerabilities we've known about for years in regular web security. The system is essentially treating the user's message, the prompt, as trusted input when making a critical security decision about routing, which is very, very similar to how server-side request forgery, SSRF, works in web apps. Think of it like tricking a website's internal system to fetch data from a place it shouldn't just by hiding a command in the web address you send it. It's about misdirection. You make the system think it's doing something normal and safe, but you've actually steered it towards a less secure path. And these design choices, they really do reflect those broader industry pressures. Minimize cost, maximize service quality. Efficiency often gets prioritized, sometimes inadvertently creating these attack surfaces. It's a trade-off. And PromiseScript really highlights the potential security cost of that trade-off in AI. So this brings up a really important question. Is this just an OpenAI problem? And the answer seems to be a clear no. This isn't likely isolated. Any AI platform, any company using similar setups, multiple models, cost-based routing, and that's pretty common. They could potentially be exposed to similar kinds of downgrade attacks. And the consequences could be really serious, especially for organizations in, say, finance or healthcare or government, places dealing with very sensitive data. If a less secure, maybe outdated model ends up processing confidential patient information or financial data because of a trick like this, well, that's not just a theoretical risk. That could lead straight to data breaches. It could mean violating regulations, facing huge fines, and just significant liability for the companies relying on these AI tools.
Wow. And that raises another point you touched on, transparency. Most of us using these tools, myself included probably, we're just completely unaware that our questions might be getting shuffled between different models with different security levels. We assume there's a certain standard, right?
That's a natural assumption, but not always accurate.
So it really feels like the industry needs to be clearer about this, better disclosure about how these systems actually work under the hood, so users, and especially businesses, can make informed choices about what data they feed into them. Okay, so knowing all this, what does it actually mean for you, the listener, using these AI services day to day?
Well, tackling this needs action on two fronts: immediate fixes and longer-term solutions, short-term. Organizations using these AI services really need to start auditing their AI routing logs very carefully, look for signs of this kind of manipulation, and more critically, they should push for and implement routing mechanisms that use cryptography, something separate from the user's prompt, to make those routing decisions. Basically, stop letting the user's message include where the message goes. Then, longer term, the whole industry probably needs to move towards developing universal safety filters. Think of these as like a safety net that sits after the router, checking everything regardless of which model handled the request. The goal is to make sure all models, no matter how simple or complex, meet a consistent baseline safety standard before they send anything back to the user. It adds a layer of protection, even if the routing gets fooled. But implementing this, it's a big shift, technically and maybe philosophically.
That's a really key point. Because this whole situation, it just reinforces that broader security lesson, doesn't it? These very reasonable efforts to optimize costs can accidentally open up completely new ways for attackers to get in. Shows that old school cybersecurity rules like never trust user input for critical functions are just as relevant for cutting edge AI. PromiseCrowd Fundamentally, it's like finding an old web vulnerability like SSRF, just wearing a new AI disguise.
Absolutely. It's a powerful reminder. AI security isn't magic. It needs the same careful planning, the same rigorous approach as traditional IT security. We're talking proper input validation, checking what the user sends before acting on it, secure architecture design right from the start, defense in depth, multiple layers of security. It's not something you set up once and forget. Yeah. It needs constant attention, constant adaptation as the threats evolve.
Right. So let's quickly tackle a few questions people might have before we wrap up. First off, how long does something like this take to fix properly across the industry? Is it a quick patch?
Unfortunately, probably not a quick patch. The core issue involves changing the fundamental architecture of how requests are routed. That's significant work. So while some short-term fixes, like better logging or maybe tweaking routing rules, could happen relatively fast, maybe weeks or months for specific companies, getting to those industry-wide solutions, like universal safety filters that everyone uses, that could easily take many months, maybe longer, to develop, agree on standards, and roll out widely. It's a process.
Okay. And is this actually being used by attackers right now? Should people be panicking?
So the good news is the researchers disclosed this responsibly, they told the vendors. As of now, there's no public evidence that this specific vulnerability is being widely exploited out in the wild. But that doesn't mean we can relax. The potential is there now that it's known. So preventive action by companies using AI is really crucial. Better safe than sorry, always, in security.
Definitely. And lastly, what about individuals? What can you or I do right now to protect ourselves when we use AI?
Yeah, that's the tough part. For individual users, the options are pretty limited, honestly, because this is a system-level issue baked into the AI provider's architecture. Your protection really depends on the companies running these AI services, doing their due diligence, auditing their systems, working with their vendors, implementing those fixes we talked about. As users, maybe the best thing we can do is push for more transparency. Ask providers about their security practices, how they handle routing, things like that.
What a journey today. It's been a real deep dive, hasn't it? From understanding this cleverly named promise cure out vulnerability, how simple words can trick complex AI routing, to seeing the powerful economic forces driving these designs and thinking about the ripple effects for AI security everywhere. It's definitely a lot to take in, but so important as AI becomes more integrated into everything we do.
It really is. And this whole incident, it's just such a stark reminder that AI security needs the same, if not more, rigor than traditional cybersecurity. So maybe the provocative thought to leave you with is this. As we all, users, developers, companies race ahead with AI innovation and efficiency, how do we make sure we're not accidentally building in these subtle, dangerous flaws? Flaws that could undermine our data, our privacy, and ultimately the trust we place in these incredibly powerful tools. Where's the balance and how do we maintain it?
Exactly. A critical question, and maybe encourages all of us to think about how lessons like this one from PromiseCureRoot apply elsewhere. To other new technologies we're adopting so quickly, it's definitely a reminder to question what's going on behind the curtain, to understand that even the smartest systems can have weaknesses, often stemming from very human choices about trade-offs like cost versus security. Thanks so much for joining us on The Deep Dive. We'll see you next time.